Concerns about ocean acidification was in the spotlight during a confirmation hearing for the next head of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. Washington Senator Maria Cantwell grilled the nominee, Dr. Catherine Sullivan, about proposed cuts to the monitoring program. Special sensors on mounted NOAA buoys help growers anticipate upswelling of acidic water and protect their stocks. Sullivan said she would continue support for the program within the resources available. Cantwell urged her to fund it based on urgency.
Without it, I think, you know, probably 3 or 4 or 5 generations of families of shellfish growers, you know, would have been wiped out. And we grow something like 25% of the shellfish in one bay in our state. So this is a very serious issue.
Cantwell says Washington's shellfish industry employs more than 3,000 people and contributes $270 million to the state's economy each year, and it produces nearly 90% of the West Coast's annual harvest. Cantwell also pressed the nominee to prioritize funding for a robust forecasting system to better prepare coastal communities for extreme weather. Sullivan is currently the acting administrator of NOAA.